I'm particularly interested in Miss Retta and Bob Dog.
Miss Retta and Bob Dog. They have been a fixture at the McCracken County Library for many years. Retta Folsom is a wonderful storyteller. She also has a variety of children's hand puppets that she will bring with her. And one of her favorites is Bob Dog. And Bob Dog is well known to most of the smaller children who have been to the library over the years, and maybe their parents, too. And she will be telling stories down on the street level most of Saturday and part of Sunday afternoon as part of the contribution from the McCracken County Library.
Now, tell me about Animal Tales Exotic Petting Zoo.
Animal Tales is the organization run by Jared Baker, and he has generously donated one of his small exotics animal shows. These shows include a variety of things. I don't think he's going to be bringing the wallaby this time, but he has snakes and non-poisonous spiders, such as tarantulas, and various things to make you squeal and squirm. And he'll be taking them down to eye level for the children and letting them look at them. And if it's possible, they can touch them. But it's going to be a little show to give them some idea about the habitat and lifestyles of these animals. And it's a lot of fun for small kids. He is a contributor to many of the schools in the area.
And he'll be available when?
He's going to be there from 4 to 5 o'clock on the stage in the children's section. And the children's tents are going to be set up on 7th Street at the Monroe entrance to the Lower Town Festival. And there'll be somebody there performing and doing crafts Saturday from 10 to 6, and again on Sunday from 10 to 5.
I like the idea that it's near the restrooms and the hand washer place.
Well, and this year we have flushable toilets.
Wow.
This is really something. The city has set up flushing toilets hooked up to the main sewers in various spots around the festival, and that's really wonderful. And there is a handicapped accessible bathroom on that street, along with medical help and the fire department and the police command station. The children's area will also have a cooling tent, and this will be a shaded area with fans and chairs, because we've noticed that when the weather does get hot, it's hard for moms, especially if they're juggling more than one child. They want to get out of the sun, maybe give the child a cool drink or apply some sunscreen.
I think that's fabulous, and I want to continue to explore the attractions, because I had never heard of Dennis Scott, but he is a real big deal.
He is a big deal. Dennis Scott is actually a member of the Wanna Beatles. And they were actually performing last year. They're not performing their large adult act this year, but he's coming on his own, as he has in the past, to be a live children's song performer. And he will bring some instruments and some tambourines, his guitar, and he really likes to get down at street level and sing to the children. He will be there on three different occasions, 10 to 10:45, 1:15 to 2, and 3:15 to 4. Three different shows on Saturday.
Great. How about the Paducah Symphony Orchestra's petting zoo?
Oh, this is a wonderful thing. The petting zoo sounds odd, but what we're going to let children do, and this is something that we've, again, done this year through the Paducah Symphony Orchestra, is to bring some instruments and some high school and college-age students who play them and allow the children to blow into the mouthpieces, pluck the strings, look and touch the instruments. It's very important that they get the sense that they can actually play them. If it's a large instrument like a saxophone, they'll be able to blow it and put their fingers on it. And this is a wonderful experience for small children, even up through middle school. They really get a kick out of playing instruments they normally wouldn't be able to touch. And don't worry, moms, we clean the mouthpieces between every child.
Karen, thank you so much for speaking
You're
with
so
me.
You're welcome. There'll be lots and lots of craft activities too, Kate. There'll be craft activities running the entire time, put on by both Purchase Parenting Magazine, the Quilt Museum, Oscar Cross Boys and Girls Club, as well as the PSO.
Excellent.
Thank you.